DDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 3 overview. Paul presents the Corinthian congregation as a living witness to his credentials as a minister of the new covenant in verses 1 through 6. Then he compares the old covenant to the new covenant in verses 7 through 18. The Lord God presented the old covenant to Israel at Mount Sinai in the desert, which is in modern-day western Saudi Arabia, through Moses on two stone tablets, as we see in Exodus 19 and 20. The entire law of the old covenant is the first five books of the Bible, though some record just historical facts. When Moses came down the mountain to present the Ten Commandments to Israel, his face shone with the glory of God. This faded over time, as we see in Exodus 34, verses 29 and 30, and verse 33 and verse 35. The Old Covenant brought condemnation and death because the Israelites were unable to keep it, for all have fallen short of the glory of God, which is our sinful nature. The Lord Jesus presented the new covenant to the world at Mount Zion, where Jerusalem is located. The Holy Spirit writes it on the hearts of those who believe in him. When Jesus rose from the dead and ascended to the Father in heaven, his face shone with the glory of God, which never fades. The new covenant brings righteousness because it relies solely on Jesus' character, what he did on the cross and his resurrection, as we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. When I relied on myself for righteousness in God's eyes, I had a veil over my heart. I was dead. I tried to be a good person. I tried to be accepted by God. But I could not see God, nor his Christ, through my self-righteousness. I failed. I was separated from God. Then God took the veil off of my heart. Verse 16. Now I see Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, atoning for my sins. Now I solely rely on Jesus, who he is, and what he did for my righteousness. Now the Spirit of the Lord is in me. Now my relationship with God does not rely on me. I am free in Christ. I am free of the law and condemnation. I am being transformed into the image of the Son with ever increasing glory. Verse 18. Jesus makes me competent as a minister of the new covenant. Verses 5 and 6.
DDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.